Hello.
Well, they said, Nikki, don't worry. You'll see Wyndham. And then a pandemic happens. And then they're like, oh, Nikki, it's okay. The pandemic ends in 2 years. You'll see him again. And then now a world war is happening. So how's everybody else doing?
And the world war is the bigger problem here.
Well, yeah, but like, again, why do these incidences have to happen when I'm this close to happiness? I'm this close to being like, oh, man, I could be happy.
Maybe it's just me being fried to death and, you know, by chemical warfare seems like the bigger disappointment. I mean, it seems like the bigger disappointment here.
I am disappointed about that. But, like, is the universe against me? Like, really? I'm being a little selfish right now. But again, guys. Everybody's like, there'd never be a pandemic. And then it happened. And they're like, oh, Russia would never cause the next world war. And then it happened. It's a conspiracy against me. I am being selfish. I understand that. I stand with Ukraine. But at the same time, I'm a little pissed.
This is some crazy shit.
Mm-hmm. Who knows? This could be the last episode of this show. You'll get some great content, though, because I'm pissed. And she's over here thinking we're going to get fried.
I'm just scared.
She's terrified. Mm. Me, on the other hand, I'm not afraid to die at this point because, you know.
And it's sad. I've been watching the CNN stuff and, like, the people that are in the train stations have been talking to her about the animals. People had their cats and their dogs.
This is why you shouldn't watch CNN.
I know, it's just depressing.
Or Fox News.
I'm trying to imagine, like, getting Swag and Jackson somewhere in the middle of all this. That would be, like...
Okay, I'm going to have to get a fucking tortoise somewhere. So, yeah, you could pack your dogs up. What am I going to do with the tortoise?
I don't know. Put him in, like, one of those hat bag carry-on things.
Maybe, like, come on. I'll put her in a little shoebox. Like, come on, Trixie. I guess we're moving. Poor Trixie. Poor Trixie. Anyway, the world's ending. Okay, guys, before anybody's like, oh my God, this is going to be depressing. I'm going between like super optimistic and like we're getting fried tomorrow. So I'm only optimistic because their economy tanked. And at some point, the rich people over there are going to get really pissed because like their money's worthless.
Yeah, U.S. sanctions 4 more major Russian banks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the ruble's already a penny, so then what? I don't know, girl. I mean, Putin is... Okay, guys, if you don't know this, I'm into politics and history. Putin is ran by rich people.
Right.
He's ran by rich people. Putin may be the head, but it's kind of like a you scratch my back, I scratch your back kind of a thing. So if his rich people are all pissed, and they're pissed because, like, their economy just tanked 50% one day. Like, this is the worst economic crash of an economy in the history of the world. Like, they're in a Great Depression times, like, 5 right now. So, you know, the rich people at some point, they're going to get pissed. And then they're not going to protect him. And right now the Russian people are pissed because not only were they lied to, but now they're in like a uber duper Great Depression. So they're pissed.
Mm-hmm. And they're protesting and getting arrested.
Yeah. And they're going to go to the gulag. And so, yeah. That's why I'm optimistic, because the next step, and I could see this coming, they're going to seize assets next, because they have the names of all these rich people. They got all their fucking names. They're seizing assets next. And what happens when they seize the assets? They're going to be pissed, right? Like, because if you have your assets seized by like a foreign government, you don't get that back.
Right.
Or in our case, if say you're an American and you have your assets seized by the federal government, you don't get that back. So that's why I'm kind of optimistic at this point, because like
their greed will outweigh their
corporate greed, baby. That's why we're in inflation. Corporate greed, baby. So that's why I'm a little optimistic. I'm like, shit's gonna go down tomorrow where all these rich fuckers are gonna wake up and their accounts are gonna be like, hopefully Trump too, but that's just me. God, I would love that. Oh my God. Don't even, guys. Anyway, yeah, that's what I'm hoping. And like, everybody's like, oh my God, we gotta send troops. I'm like, no. Because if we send troops,
they're sending them already.
No, I meant if they send them into Russia.
Oh.
No, we're sending troops to Poland and Romania, which, you know, I've got ancestry there, and Moldova and all of those places. They're not sending them to Ukraine. They're not sending them to Russia.
Yet.
For a reason. Mm-hmm. Because here's the thing. If you send them to Russia, that ain't going to do shit.
All right.
You ain't going to do shit with that. And unfortunately, you kind of have to hurt the Russian people to get anything done right now, which I know they didn't want to hurt the Russian people.
That's kind of... Well,
I mean, you just tanked them into poverty without even having to send one person on the ground.
Right.
And that's just what we know. There could be shit going on in the background that we don't know that's happening. So that's why I'm a little optimistic. Also, like, you really want to start a war with NATO? And even China said, hey, don't do this. They're like, hey, like, sis, don't do this. Now if China invades Taiwan, then we have a problem.
Yeah,
that's the big problem. That's the big problem. This actually is not, I mean, it is a big problem, but it's not the big problem. The big problem. Or Poland. If they go to Poland next, we're guaranteed in a world war. It's almost like, unfortunately, Ukraine. I think Poland
is pretty likely.
See, here's the thing is, Poland's in the United Nations and NATO.
Uh-huh.
So I'm kind of leaning towards no. Now, Moldova, Estonia, and maybe Finland. He could go there because they're not in NATO. Because he knows if he provokes anybody who's in NATO, shit's going down. They're already there.
I don't know. I feel like at this point that's shit, they want shit to go down. I really do.
Well, financially shit's going down. But also, I can't believe I'm explaining geopolitical things on this show. That is never something I thought could happen. But also, you have to remember as well that the sanctions today target exports and imports to and from Russia. Their military cannot function without exports from Europe and the United States. Their military can't function because all their stuff comes from Europe and United States and China and Canada and all those. So eventually it's going to be a situation where, if you know your World War II history, when the Nazis went to Stalingrad and it was the middle of winter and they didn't have enough supplies and then their boots fell apart and then they ended up having to eat their horses. So you might get it. Well, they don't have horses now, so we're good there. But you get what I'm saying. You're going to get a supply issue. And there's already supply chain issues. You're going to get even bigger supply chain issue to where the military can't do their thing.
Yeah, we're just fucked. Come on.
We're fucked. I'm over here trying to be geopolitical about it.
Because the problem with it is all that is common sense, and these people do not have common sense. Mm-mm. So
No. We're but fine. Now if the rich people fucking get poor, well, they ain't gonna protect him. They're gonna sell his ass out. So, we'll see. But, you know, who knows? We might be blown up to smithereens. And if that's the case,
I don't want to die instantly, please. Thank you.
Well, yeah. I mean, that would be the good way to go.
Yes.
That's the best way to go. Worst way to go is nuclear fallout. You know? Yeah. Yeah. And you know what's crazy? Like, we're over here doom scrolling about this, but like, literally, like, our parents and grandparents and shit were in the Cold War, where things were maybe even more tense than it is right now.
Listen, I've been through enough in my life. I'm done.
Done. Watch, everything turns out fine. You're like, son of a bitch.
I'm done. 9/11 happened when I was a senior in high school, and it's been downhill.
I'll tell you right now. Ever since I saw the Oklahoma City bombing.
Oh, that too. And Columbine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, 9/11 happened. And then the war happened. And then more school shootings happened. And then Sandy Hook happened. And then Crimea happened. And then Trump happened.
And then COVID happened.
And then COVID happened. Oh, and the Great Recession happened.
I'm done. Oh, the siege of the Capitol happened. I'm just done.
I was trying to not bring them up
because I'll bring it up.
You know, fuck them.
I'm done with political events and historical events.
Well, also, like,
no. I just want to get drunk and have a good time.
I know. How am I supposed to live, laugh, and love in these conditions?
Yes.
I'm not living, laughing, or loving right now.
No.
No. God.
I just want to go. Do we have brunch? A
list of who we would want in our bomb shelter if it happened?
Oh, God, we could.
Who's going to be in our bomb shelter? No. We don't have one, so I don't know where we're getting it from. You know, the Denver airport. If you buy into that, the Denver airport.
They have one?
Supposedly. Supposedly.
Huh.
Just, you know. If you believe that kind of stuff. I mean, you're not going to be able to go in there. But, you know, it could be there. You know, with all that art of children burning up. Yeah. Or, I mean, there's a golf course in Virginia, but I think that's the one for the president. Listen, I voted for Biden and I don't regret it, but like, Biden, really? Had I had gotten my way in the beginning, this probably wouldn't happen because I voted for Hillary. Just saying, I voted for Hillary. So,
yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
You can't say she was wrong. She was kind of right about it all. But yeah. I don't know, y'all. Like, what the fuck do you do at this point? Like, do we just sit here and wait for the bombs to fall?
Do we just pretend like we don't know what's going on? Because, I mean, we can't do anything about it. Like, I don't want to seem insensitive because it's very sad, but, like, I can't do anything about it. What can I do? Nothing.
I know. I'm over here. Everyone's like, we got to do something. I'm like, what are we going to do?
We're going like, to make a sign and go stand on the street corner? Like,
nobody gives a damn. You want me to find a time machine? Like, I can't do this. Fuck, if I had a time machine, I would do a lot of shit differently. This is just one. This is just one of the many things.
If I was extremely hot, I might, you know, pull a whole Elizabeth Berkley and Showgirls and, like, go in and, like, you know.
That's why, you know what? That's why I think we should recruit the hot young girls of TikTok to fix this.
Who could we send in at wrestling? Oh, we could send Scarlett in.
Yes. She's Scarlett perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Send her on over.
Send her in.
Send her in, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. It's not going to be us.
No.
No.
Like, give her some kind of a weapon and just.
Send not her even. In. Hypodermic needle full of poison. Ah,
there you go.
Dead. When he's in his post-orgasmic bliss, just dead. It's that easy. Or pistol. No, the needle will be quieter.
Yeah.
Yeah, just dead. I mean, he does it to people. Why couldn't we do it to him?
Uh-huh.
Huh. Hello? Like, okay. Also, my thing is, like, we have, like, SEAL Team 6 and stuff, and they took out, like, Osama bin Laden.
Uh-huh.
Where are they? Just
but if they take it, so if they, let's just theoretically say, if they took him out, what do you think China would do? Do you think they would give a damn?
Well, they've told him not to do this.
So you don't think so?
I don't think they'd care. I think they'd be like, we didn't do any of this. They'd and be like
the
that.
The Russian people probably wouldn't care.
And apparently not.
Yeah.
The rich people wouldn't care either, because then the economy would go back up and they'd have their money back.
Hmm.
Trump would care. But yeah, we don't care about
him. Send Scarlett to his room next.
No, she's too hot for him. He would know it's a decoy. We gotta send
she's not too hot for Putin.
No, because Putin is used to women like that coming after
him. Oh, okay.
Trump, on the other hand, looks like a bloated thing of mayonnaise, like Brock Lesnar, but like you left him out in the sun even longer.
Who could we send then?
Somebody slightly less hot.
One of us.
No, that wouldn't work. No, it would have to be a big titted blonde.
Natty.
He would love that. He would. He'd be like, yeah, that's great. And her sister. You know, because they do those OnlyFans type videos that aren't OnlyFans, but they're OnlyFans, let's be honest. Yeah, and he'd be like, oh my God, it's sisters. And then
there you go.
That's how you solve all of the geopolitical things. Hot women. Also, after that, let's just make a pact that for at least 10 years, let's not have a man in charge anywhere.
There you go.
Okay. Just. Okay. Like, I'm sorry, but, you know, girl, they're going after Moldova next.
That makes me want to play my, hold on.
Hey, where's Cody Rhodes at? If he could solve racism, he could totally solve
this.
Well,
we're going to play this. We're going to play this because this is appropriate, I feel like.
As long as it's not copywritten material. It's not.
Yeah, here, in case you haven't noticed it, there is a war going on out there and you women start.
Oh, no, we did not. But that is a typical male attitude. Now, the truth is that we women haven't had enough power or money or confidence to start much of anything. But we sure as heck get the blame for everything. I'll tell you something else. I love men. This one, but you cannot ignore history. History has shown that in general, it has been the men who have done the raping and the robbing and the killing and the warmongering for the last 2,000 years. It has been the men who have done the pillaging and the beheading and the subjugating of whole races into slavery. It has been the men who have done the lawmaking and the money making and most of the mischief making. So if the world isn't quite what you had in mind, you have only yourselves to thank.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's very true.
I'm designing women, if anybody.
Like, when has a war been started by a woman? Angela Merkel doesn't declare war first. Just saying.
We don't want war.
We don't want war. Hello, I need to see Wyndham. If a woman was in charge, she'd be like, oh, honey, I get it. And I'd be like, good.
We just want. Spa days and
brunch. I'm just trying to be happy.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to live, laugh, and love in these conditions. God. You know, it makes you like, no offense to the men who listen, because I know there's some of you, and this is just kind of like an idea. What if we do what the Amazonian women did and we only let them out to breed?
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be great. It'd be a peaceful society. We come on. I don't get it. I don't get the problem. No offense. I mean, they're trying to like take over our uteruses. Why can't we flip the script and be like, sorry? Right?
Yep.
I mean, okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have sex toys. We don't really need them anymore. Unless you want to have a baby or like somebody to cuddle with, which I haven't had a baby or somebody to cuddle with. So you know what? You can get by without it.
It's fine.
It's doable. You just become bitter, but it's okay.
Oh, it's okay. Sad.
Can you what? See
the baby.
Oh, God. Why are you showing me this?
It's sad.
Anyway, we don't hate men. Let's be honest. We don't.
It's like she said in that thing. I love men.
Yes. Believe me. I love men. Hello, I'm trying to see Wyndham. Obviously, I don't hate all men. Guys, I have a whole weekend planned for this. I'm going to go see Vinny Marcellia. Hello? And Effie? He's going to have a thing to support trans children at the big gay brunch? Come on. I don't hate all men. Oh, that's right. If we're doing the whole breeding thing, the gay men are excluded. It's the ladies, the gays, and the theys that are in charge. Everybody else, well, to the hole. I feel like it's a great system. I don't understand. If the Trumpers can say they're siding with Putin, how can I say that I can't want just men to be used for breeding at this point? I don't understand. What's the problem? Do you get the problem? I don't get the problem.
I don't see the problem.
Am I the drama?
I'm not the drama. Am I the villain?
I'm
not the villain.
I'm not okay, the maybe villain. I am. Oh, maybe I am. Guys, I was telling Jen, I was like, what if I'm the Antichrist and that's why all this shit happens to make me unhappy all the time? Maybe I am the villain. Oh my God. That would make sense.
It would.
Where's my happiness, God damn it? You know what? Here's the thing. You don't settle for the stupid guys in high school with all their little dicks and not knowing how to use them and being assholes and cheating on you. And here you are unhappy in your 30s. Where does this where's the justice? That's an injustice right there. Injustice? Totally. Mm-hmm. I swear. I don't get it. I just want to go see fucking John Moxley at Bloodsport. Why is this so difficult? Why? Jen, do you know why this is difficult? Because
I don't know.
I'm just trying to go see Bloodsport at a big gay brunch for the trans children. Which, by the way, guys, that also happened.
See, I'm kind of torn on that, to be honest. Because here's my thing. Children, I feel like if they want to, I don't feel like they should permanently change their body at that age. If they want to present themselves as the opposite gender, I'm cool with that. But I kind of see that maybe they're not old enough and mature enough to permanently change their body.
Okay, question. Flipping this on the script, because a child is considered anybody under the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
So what if it's like a 16-year-old who's like,
I still don't think so.
I felt this way my whole childhood.
No, if you felt that way, you can wait 2 more years and be sure, because I just feel like that's a permanent change your body.
You do go through. Okay, let's also see. I think if 16 should be the minimum, but there's a caveat on that. You do, you know, when you're 18 and such, you do go through psychiatric evaluations to make sure this isn't like a, oh, hey, I just want to go be a girl today, or I just want to be a boy today. Like, you do go through psychiatric evaluations. That's why I think 16 is perfect if you're going to do hormones, anything like that. obviously there's ways around it if you're like a 12-year-old or 13-year-old who's like, I don't want boobs. Well, you can bind your boobs. If you're a boy, you can tuck your dick. I mean, there you right. go. But I think 16 is good. But I don't agree with, we're going to turn you in as a child abuser and CPS is going to know, because fuck that.
Yeah. It's a thin line for me because I see both sides. I do. But I definitely 16, definitely the minimum yeah. for sure. Because I just feel like even at 16, I feel like I didn't know anything about who I was. Like, I don't know.
That's different though. And here's the thing is we can't say one way or the other because we are cisgender women.
We can't, but I feel like if you could wait just a little bit, just to be sure, because this is something you can't take back. This is something like you can't. Like, I don't know.
So I don't agree with the CPS thing, because at that point your name's on a list and they're gonna round up all the kids anyway.
Yeah, that's not right.
Guys, you're forgetting this is the same governor who wants to put a bounty on a woman's head for an abortion. So right. this isn't like a, hey, we're protecting kids because they're getting transitioned too early. No, this is a let's round them all fucking up kind of a thing.
Right. His heart's not in the right place.
No, this isn't like, oh, hey, let's make the age 16 just, you know, for the child's sake. No, no, no. This is a, we're going to fucking round you up. And at one point, fucking probably you. So.
Right.
Yeah, that's where this is coming from. Also, the Don't Say Gay bill in Florida was passed, where if a school finds out that you're gay and your parents don't know, they're going to call your parents and tell them.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Also, you can't mention anything gay anywhere in school. So if a teacher wants to teach you about Stonewall, no, can't happen.
It's the most ass backwards place.
It's Texas and Florida. Also, Arizona's not that far behind. Thanks, douchey. Fucking prick. It's a fucking prick, that guy. I mean, they just found out he donated like $500,000 to a white supremacist, so. Fucking. Guys, Arizona sucks. Don't move here. Don't do it. Just don't. You know, I mean, we're all going to vote. We're all going to vote them out, but still, like, just don't. Okay, so let's get into wrestling now that we've already basically just spit out all of our doom scrolling right here on our podcast. Cesaro's quit. So, Jen, how many men do we have left in that company?
Sammy and Kevin. I feel like I'm forgetting someone.
I feel like we're not.
No, I think I am, but I'm just
like, who? AJ?
Well, Randy for me. AJ, yeah. That's about it, though.
That's about it, yeah.
And Riddle, not that I'm sexually attracted to him, but I just love him.
Oh, I just, like...
I just think he would be, like, a cool, like, friend.
I'm sorry, but, like, every time I look at him, I get, like... You know when, like, an image is burned into your mind? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's his dick.
I know, but I don't want anything to do with his dick. I just want to hang out with him.
Well, no, but, like... I feel bad because, like, I see Riddle and I'm like, oh, I remember that image and it's just...
It wasn't a bad dick.
It was just huge. Like, mm-hmm. freakishly huge. Mm-hmm. Like, whenever I look at him, I feel like I'm looking at his dick and wondering, how does it fit in there? Without, like, going down his thigh.
He may tape it.
Tuck? Does he tuck?
Hmm.
I mean, even then, you feel like it'd poke out the back because, you know, it's just that big. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so it was funny because Mania weekend, they're like, they're going to have access again. And I'm like, who would I even meet?
Finn.
Finn.
Hey, they might let Finn be free at this point. So
Finn and Baron.
Sammy, if Sammy and Kevin were together.
Oh my god, I love
that. We've met both of them, but if they were together, that would be cool.
Yeah. So guys, that's why I'm going to WrestleCon, because everybody who was fired is gonna be there. And that's like everybody we like. Because they were all fired. And now Cesaro may be there, so.
Maybe, but he was never very talkative when we met him.
No, but he was always very cute. Mm-hmm. He's always very cute, guys. And, like, I'll remember when I went to, you know, the SmackDown before the world crumbled, you know. He was late and he was running in, and I got out. His Uber and me kind of met at the same time, and he was, like, running past me. And I'm like, oh, there's Cesaro. Mm. Good for him. Yeah, I think he was running late. But yeah. How sad. Now what? Like, who are they going to have left? Because there's a bunch of contracts coming up.
Well, they just re-signed AJ. They re-signed Sammy and Kevin.
I'm sure Baron won't
leave. Randy's not leaving.
Baron ain't going to leave.
I don't think Riddle's leaving. You got Roman the Usos, leave. They're not leaving. Brock's not leaving.
I hate how everybody is like, oh my god, Brock's such a good guy.
He's not a good guy, but I love him on TV now. I do think he's entertaining on TV. I do. Sorry, I do. Compared to what he used to be, Mr. Jimmy John Shorts with the pale chicken legs.
Now he's just as Jason Aldean.
I kind of like it. And I like Jason Aldean too, even though he's a Trumper.
Okay, guys, you know what I'm going to do for Jen's birthday? I'm going to get a pair of those Jason Aldean jeans and put it on a mayonnaise bottle. And be like, look, I bought you Brock Lesnar. Happy birthday.
Oh, God. Anyway,
that'd be beautiful. I'll put a Jimmy John sticker on top of the mayonnaise.
God. Who else? Who else is even there?
Becky?
I don't think Finn will leave, because I think Finn's like at the end of his career anyways.
He wants that money. He wants that money, honey.
Yeah. Who else is left? Yeah, I don't see any of the women leaving. Except maybe Charlotte. I don't see anybody else leaving.
I think Sasha could leave. She seems like, but not necessarily for like AEW, because you know AEW signs everybody.
She's just moving on.
Moving on to be like a Disney star. She's going to be in the MCU. Watch. And we'll be like, wow. She'll be like Dave Bautista.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Cesaro's gone.
Sheamus isn't going anywhere.
Well, no. Sheamus isn't going anywhere.
Well, we were naming people that were going to stay.
Okay. Basically anybody who's there currently other than Mustafa Ali is gonna stay. There you go. Get out.
Strong.
Yes. All right, you ready for some juicy gossip?
What?
Ric Flair might have a 28-year-old girlfriend.
I'm so shocked.
I know, they were on TMZ and she was like fixing his mask, and I'm like, wow. And everybody's like,
disgusting.
Is this? And everybody's like, oh my god, is this gonna last? And I'm like, no. I'm
it's disgusting. Charlotte,
I feel so bad for you.
There are some older men that with their young women that are with younger women. I'm like, yeah, I can see it, but him, no.
It's like Hugh Hefner. Everybody was like for it when it happened. And then now everybody's like, oh my god. Well, not now, because Holly Madison's book came out a while ago.
I don't know. I just don't think he has anything to offer anybody. You know what I mean?
Like, probably can't get it up.
No. And he seems, he's like out of it half the time. Like,
yeah. And like, if you took him to the beach, his man boobs would be like sag.
Like, if it was a nice looking older man that, you know, was well
put together, spoken,
and yeah, then okay, had his shit
together. Yeah,
and you might be there for the money, but at least I feel like you were enjoying yourself a little
bit. Yeah, and at least like, you could be like, oh my god, he's daddy, so like, you know, you can enjoy yourself. Yeah. This, not so much.
No,
like his skin looks leathery. Just a note from me.
He's out of it. He's like, he's out of it all the time. Yeah,
he probably is drunk all the time.
No, thank you.
I mean, she's like hoping one day he could get it up so she could, well, in her mind, probably secure the bag. But we all know Ric Flair's broke. So, you know. All right. Also, some other juicy got, well, not really juicy, but kind of juicy. Guys, we can't support Control Your Narrative.
Why is that?
Austin Aries is in Control Your Narrative now. And Austin Aries, after signing Control Your Narrative, went on an anti-vax tirade. And then Cross is in it, and he's a QAnoner. So.
Cross is in it?
Apparently.
Huh.
So I'm like, Wyndham, don't go. Don't. I know Adam's there. Which I hate Adam's politics, but you know. He doesn't seem openly homophobic, at least.
Oh, you know he is.
Oh, he is. But I do, you know. He'd at least be nice to you and not call you a liberal C word. So, you know, like. Austin Aries, on the other hand, well. Not so much. So, yeah, it's all like QAnon, I think. Everybody said they should just change their name to QAnon Pro Wrestling. But, you know, they may be onto something. Oh, and they also said that Tessa's, okay, the rumor mill. There was a rumored post on Reddit, which I read the post on Reddit, and I don't know if I believe it, but Tessa's going to show up. And you know what everybody's saying next?
Who?
Marty.
I could see it.
All it's the just going to be all the canceled wrestlers. Like Jack Gallagher is going to go. And like Jordan Devlin. And what's his face? I don't know. Face? They're all going to show up. And it's going to be all the canceled wrestlers controlling their narrative. Like, at first I was like, you know, I'm kind of interested to see what this is about. Not so much now. Also, other than the politics and the canceled wrestlers, there's no Booker.
Oh.
Yes. They're like, we're just going to trust the Brotherhood. And I'm like.
So they're just going to show up and whoever shows up, they put on TV?
So, like, okay, they just want to trust the Brotherhood. Do you not know how, like, that works? Like, y'all are way more in wrestling than I am, and I know this is going to be a bad idea. Because y'all are all going to want the belt. And there's no Booker.
Oh, goodness. They didn't think this through very well.
They did not think this through. Like, I'm over here just like, so how does this work? Like, say, like, Adam's their first champion, like, all of a sudden Austin Aries can walk in one day and be like, well, I'm gonna beat Adam today and win the title, and then like Cross will come in the next taping and be like, no, I'm gonna beat Adam and win the title. Like, really? Like, really, y'all? I don't know. Oh, also they said that Brett Lauderdale from GCW is banned. And I said, well, I wonder why. I don't know, the man who bankrolls Effie's big gay brunch. I wonder why he'd be banned. I wonder. They're like, we're going to be pro-LGBTQ, but not in the Brett Lauderdale way. What does that mean? Like,
I don't even know.
What? Who? First off, what LGBTQ plus wrestler is going to go to Control Your Narrative with Austin Aries there? Please humor me. Who's gonna go? Because the second you say something bad about Greg Abbott, Trump, or Florida, they're gonna be like, you need to get out of here. You are a liberal C word. Yeah, so this isn't gonna work. There's going to be lots of rapings, probably. Oh, lots of, keep your children away from that one. Because, like, honestly, I was like, well, you know, I don't have any, you know, I have a date empty when they do their Control Their Narrative show in Dallas. I was like, no, maybe I'll go. And then I looked into it. I'm like, I have
not gonna go. I'll just I'm gonna go to the grassy knoll instead. That's off-putting to me. Like, so, what I read is very off-putting.
So who all else is there? Anybody else?
So Cross, EC3, Adam. Hold on, I gotta pull up their thing. Because everybody said, oh, there's going to be big things happening. And I'm like, Wyndham, don't you fucking do it. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Yeah, I don't know about that. But let's find out who else is in Control Your Narrative. Oh, God. There's a lot of jokes of the Proud Boys will be the only ones in the crowd at Control Your Narrative. You know. Hold on. Let's find out. Oh, somebody said Cesaro should go to Control Your Narrative, and everybody's like, no, he's too liberal. That wouldn't happen.
Oh, God damn. Gosh.
Guys. Hold on. We're still looking. Oh, Austin Theory is all about it, guys. He is out here pimping it out like a real... Oh, somebody said that the Wyatt family should reunite and control your narrative. And I'm like,
oh, God.
That's a no from me. That seems very. Oh, God, guys. OK. I just got to say this right now. Everybody is jumping ship after the Austin Aries news.
Really?
Yes. EC3 was all proud. He's like, look, guys, Austin Aries is trending. And everybody's like, well, fuck this. I'm not showing up to their shows. Like, if you're watch, Austin Aries would want to check your vaccination card. And if you're vaccinated, he wouldn't let you.
If it's a real card, he doesn't want you.
Yeah, if it's a real card that you didn't pay for, if you're not, you know who they're going to sign? Nia Jax.
That's true.
They're going to sign Nia Jax. And people said Mojo should show up at Control Your Narrative.
Oh, boy.
For some reason, I don't think that's going to happen. God, everybody, guys, this is going to be a big joke, I have a feeling. Like, they're thinking this is going to be a thing and nobody's going to show up. So the only four talents that they have is Austin Aries, Adam, Cross, and EC3.
That's it?
That is all
they have. And they're having a show next month.
March 31st.
Oh.
Yeah. Which maybe they're going to have a show in Orlando. So maybe they're going to have like talent announced for that. People are saying, what about Flip? Flip could be there. Drake Wirtz. Who else was canceled for sexually assaulting somebody?
Joey Ryan.
Joey Ryan. God damn. Guys, this is not. Oh, Brian Kendrick. Brian Kendrick could show up. Yeah. They could talk about all their Nazi theories together. Guys, their first show is March 5th. So we'll have a list of talent for their show. I would be really interested to see what LGBTQ+ talent decides to show up at Control Your Narrative.
Interesting.
Because I don't know of any. I really don't. And I follow a lot of people. You know, a lot of the LGBTQ+ wrestlers on Twitter, and not a one of them have volunteered to go to this show yet.
Huh.
Nor will it be Drake Maverick, because he has re-signed to the WWE and to be on creative. So really? It's not going to be him either.
Huh. Good for him.
So... I'm very, very confused. Who's gonna do this other than people who have been canceled. And part of me wonders if Wyndham will show up just for one show and then be like, why is Joey Ryan here? And then like slowly just walk out. Just be like, why is Joey Ryan here?
I could see that.
Or he'll be like, let's take a look. Marty Squirrel, Joey. Okay, we're gonna go.
My brother said that, all I needed to see.
That would be me. My brother said that's gonna be me if I decided to go. I'd walk in and be like, well, I'm gonna hit the dusty trail. I've seen enough. And
immediately.
No, thank you. I don't think I'm the demographic for this show. I gotta go. Peace be with you. Mazel tov. I gotta go.
Oh man.
I gotta go. You know, Molly Holly could show up. You know, she's a big supporter of Joey Ryan. Oh god. Everybody's sitting here like, oh my god, Matt Taven could show up. I'm like, no, Matt Taven's got a job. It's okay. He's got a job, guys. And I don't, knowing what I know about Taven, I don't think that's his crowd. Not that he's gay. I think he's just a functioning human being. You know, Brock would love it there. He could sit there and talk bad about all the trans people and people would love it. It'd be like his scene. He'd love it. But yeah, it's really funny how it went from people were pretty excited to this is not our scene.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think it's funny how they're like, Brett Lauderdale is banned. I'm like, why? Because he puts on good shows? I'm confused. Because, I mean, I know why. Which is why, like, I shouldn't go to their shows. They would look at me and go, you're in the wrong room. And I'd be like, yeah. Bye.
Glad we agree.
Just walk in. I'm vaccinated. And just leave. I'm vaccinated. So this is just not a good place for me. I'm going to just go. I don't feel safe in this room. I'm either going to get COVID, sexually assaulted, or called a C word. So I'm just going to go. You know?
Makes sense.
Thoughts and prayers. Bless your hearts. I got to go. I think I hear Jen calling. I have to go. Yeah. Guys. I mean, you can go ahead and watch. I'm interested to see who shows up. But at the same time, I'm not going to watch their show.
Uh-uh.
Also, apparently they have a TV deal. And I said, was it on Newsmax? Fox News? OAN? Which, take your pick. I mean, what? Is the MyPillow guy, like the, okay. Is the MyPillow guy the sponsor? Like, is that the sponsor? Is that it? Like, I'm confused. Color me confused. I don't know. Also, yeah, I don't know. Oh, we got to talk about this. Jay White kicked Tama Tonga and Tongalo out of the Bullet Club.
Really?
And they brought back Gallows and Anderson.
Oh, Lord. Interesting.
Again, guys, Jen and I are like them, but sane people. And I'm kind of like, what the fuck? Anybody else say what the fuck? I'm saying what the fuck.
Interesting.
I know. I mean, Jay is looking really good, you know, which, guys, I'm a little sad because if I go to the big gay brunch, I won't be able to see Jay.
But you have met Jay, so it's not like you
I have met Jay, but I haven't met Jay with his really nice beard. And believe me, when I met Jay the first time, it was a life-changing experience.
This is true.
This is true, guys. It was like, Jen and I are never very speechless. And we were looking at each other like,
what?
Yeah. I feel like that is one of the many moments where I was speechless meeting a wrestler.
That's true.
That I didn't realize I would be speechless. This was, I was like, I was Jay White. And then I walk away. I'm like, wow. Wow. And guys, it's all for good. He wasn't a weirdo. It's very good. But you know, it's very weird. Huh. That's why I'm kind of like, could I pull off going at WrestleCon right when it opens, seeing Jay and then going to the big gay brunch?
Maybe.
Could I pull it off? Could I be that crafty?
Possible.
Possible. Guys, I may not meet the inspiration.
Really?
Because I will be doing it alone. Guys, I'm doing it again. I'm putting her on the guilt trip.
Oh, man.
I feel bad, but I don't.
But think of the fun next year.
But think of you and I. If the bomb drops while we're together, we could.
That's true. But think of next year. Together. We could, but my poor mother is alone. I can't leave my mother alone if we're going to die.
Well, my turtle will be alone.
Aww.
So. Yeah. You know, if it happens, it happens.
I love how I said my mother and you said your turtle.
Well, yeah, but my mother wouldn't be alone.
Oh, man. That's true.
Like, seriously, though, guys, okay, if the bomb doesn't even drop, like, I'm still gonna get, like, I don't know, some AEW fan could run me over with their car.
Oh, God.
Nobody would ever know.
AEW fans probably don't have driver's licenses.
That's why they're gonna run me over. They don't have a driver's license.
I don't think they have cars.
They're gonna get a rental car.
They'll get their Uber to run you over.
They'll steal their Uber car, their Uber driver's car, and run me over. Then what?
Run me over with their bikes.
Yeah. God damn it! I'll break a hip. You'll get a call.
Their bicycle that has AEW stickers all over it.
You'll get a call, and Wyndham will just be like, "Some AEW fan ran her over with a bike. She broke her hip."
Oh my god!
Like, well. At least they got to meet you.
Oh, my God.
Run over on a sidewalk.
Run you over in the name of Tony Khan.
Yes. They're going to run me over the name of the Young Bucks.
Oh, my God.
Then what?
Oh, this is totally off topic. But do you ever watch Fashion Photo Review?
Yes.
Did you see the latest one with Gottmik and Raja? And they were talking about... I can't remember what they were talking about, but Gottmik said too sweet.
Yeah.
I was very interested in that. It's like, is she a wrestling fan?
Wrestling fan? We know. Well, okay. We know James Mansfield is.
We do, but I'm thinking Gottmik must be too.
Which I would love because I love Gottmik.
I kind of think she might be.
Oh my God. If I ever saw Gottmik, I'd be like, right? Do you know where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, do you know? It's like that TikTok sound. We're like, are you a liberal? Yeah, I'm a, are you? That would be me. I'd be like, wait, you watch wrestling?
I kind of feel like she is. I kind of want to know. I can't remember exactly what she said. But she was saying something about being sweet. And then she went too sweet like that. And I was like,
Are we?
I have to say that I love that her and Violet are like besties now.
I know. Okay, why is Shane McMahon standing with the owner of the Panthers right now?
I don't know.
Wait, Shane? Are you going to do what I thought Jeff Jarrett was gonna do?
I'm gonna see if she's following any wrestlers because I'm curious now. What did you think Jeff Jarrett was going to do?
Start another wrestling company and take out Tony Khan?
Maybe.
I mean, come on. It'd be great.
All she's following so far is drag queens.
Oh my God. Breaking news. Anonymous has declared cyber war against Putin.
Ah.
Yeah. Does that mean his nudes are going to get leaked? Because I just want to be on TikTok when this happens.
Interesting.
Because all the gays are calling him daddy. And I'm like, this feels a little weird that the gays are calling him daddy.
Calling who daddy?
Daddy.
Ew.
I know. But you know, I kind of get it. You all have a daddy thing. I got it too.
What the fuck?
I agree. But not him. I would never.
No.
God, do like a different
daddy. Gross. Do better.
Do like way better. But I think part of me wonders, are they saying it because they think if he doesn't go for the sexy blondes, he could be like secretly gay?
Maybe.
And that's why he hates gay people. And that's why a lot of people hate gay people, because they're secretly in the closet.
Maybe.
Yeah. Also, can we just talk about the funniest moment ever on fucking CNN last night? When they were talking about the bombs being dropped and then went to a fucking Applebee's commercial with fucking Zach Brown Band, who I hate Zach Brown Band.
You hate Zach Brown Band?
I do. Because why? My dad likes it.
Oh.
My dad likes it, so I hate him. It's great. My dad's like, I love Zach Brown Band. I'm like, I hate it.
Why? They're not bad.
Because my dad likes it.
That's terrible.
Jen, my dad likes it, so I hate
okay,
it.
Okay, well,
that is what if, just
what if he
the
liked
rule.
What if he liked Wyndham?
He wouldn't.
What if he did?
I'd be like, you're just doing it because I like him.
No, I'm just saying, what if he did? Straight up like
my mom, him. You know what? My mom doesn't.
Really?
No. But now she's got a thing for Edge, so you know. But Roman's always her number one, according to her. She said Edge is hot, but Roman's always her number one. So I'm like, oh wow, you're all real serious lately.
Gottmik's not following any wrestlers or anything wrestling.
Maybe it was just like a thing.
And I feel like that was on purpose. I really do.
Maybe Gottmik's got a burner account.
Maybe.
All right. You know what we got to talk about now?
What?
So AEW supposedly said that they're not trying to be WWE and they're going to stop signing people and all this stuff. Well, they signed the man formerly known as Buddy Murphy, Swerve Scott, and Jeff Hardy.
Mm.
After signing Keith Lee.
All ex-WWE.
Would you look at that? I mean, at that point, watch, they'll sign Cesaro next.
Oh, and then Jeff went on some YouTube channel and said, fuck WWE.
Okay, he said that like 5 minutes after he said, oh yeah, I might go back there someday. I'm like, yeah, fuck you, Jeff. Yeah, fuck you. Listen, I like you, Jeff, and you were cool, but like, come on, bro. Like, come on. Also, Cody Rhodes has not shown up anywhere.
Are we thinking Raw after Mania now?
I
or are we still
know.
Thinking he might be in either the tag match or...
Okay. No, he's not going to be in the Miz's match because...
Not the tag match. Part... No, yeah. Not the tag match.
Yeah. So, my thought process is...
I'm thinking... when I said tag match, I was thinking KO and Seth as a tag. Sorry. Go ahead.
But now KO and Seth might not be a thing.
Because really?
KO might be facing Austin.
But what if it's, because Austin can't do a full match by himself, what if it's Austin and Cody versus KO and Seth?
I don't think it would be that, though. I really don't. I think if they were going to do it, it would have to be one-on-one. And again, remember, as we said last week, it wouldn't have to be a very...
It could be a bunch of
difficult
shit
match. Yeah, it could be fucking 5 minutes of shit talk and 5 minutes of, like, hitting each other.
He can take a stunner. We saw Becky do it to him on his little show thing. So, yeah, I think that, I mean, again, nobody's expecting Stone Cold Steve Austin to do like a fucking 20-minute match. Nobody is. So my thought process is either he will be the one to face Edge, even though I want it to be AJ Styles. Or if KO has a one-on-one match, that leaves Seth with nobody right now.
Seth was my initial thought. But there's so many like little hints they were dropping. Like even like when they posted that picture of Edge on WWE's Twitter where he was given that promo, well, it said it's not smoke and mirrors.
But here's the thing though, is like he also alluded to phenomenal AJ.
Right.
And he also alluded to who's the other one? There was a third.
I don't think they know yet.
I don't think they know, honestly. And that's what Russell Votes, who is pretty much my main source of unconfirmed news, said, is they don't know. So part of me is thinking part of me is leaning towards it will be Edge and AJ, Seth and Cody. That's just what I'm leaning towards. I could be wrong, but that's kind of what I'm feeling here. Here. Who was the third person? There was a third person he mentioned. God, I'm gonna sit here and just be like, what the fuck? I don't know what I'm talking about. It was here. It's on the WWE's Instagram. Let me find it. So it was Cody. It was AJ, which is funny because when he said it, I was like, oh, it's totally gonna be this person. Beth Phoenix put on the Instagram post. She goes, I'll fight you for the last donut. I love her. Fight your inner demon, Finn. That was the other one. Finn.
But then Finn came out and challenged
Damian Priest for the US title. Yeah, so what Edge said is you'll have to, hold on, at WrestleMania, you need to fight your inner demon. You need to become undeniable. And you'll have to be phenomenal. So there's three people right there who it could be.
Who knows?
God, I don't know. See, I really think it's going to be AJ. Only because AJ did mention last, when they were doing press for the Royal Rumble, he did mention Edge was the one he wanted.
Right.
And they've been planning it for 3 years.
Right.
So I'm leaning to Edge and AJ. And then Cody and possibly Seth. Possibly. And then it'll be KO and Austin. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense to me. That makes sense. Trying to think of who else, what other matches they could do. Part of me, Sasha will be back. Asuka will be back. Supposedly Bayley will be back. So we did find out today, though, that Ronda and Charlotte are going to main event night one.
Ugh.
So glad I have plans. Even if my plans are sitting in the Airbnb eating hot wings, I have plans. Yeah, literally everybody was like, that does not sell WrestleMania to them. No. You know what does sell WrestleMania to me, though?
if you're going to have a women's match in the main event?
What?
Becky and Bianca.
I don't think that sells WrestleMania. That's better. But I don't think that sells WrestleMania.
What we want. It's what, it sells it for us.
Yeah.
It doesn't sell it for the unwashed masses. But yeah, everybody I've seen and everybody I've heard really aren't interested in Charlotte versus Ronnie. I'm not interested in that. I mean, maybe they're gonna do.
Is she gonna stay?
I don't know. I really don't. She seems like she hates it. So I'm like,
yeah.
Why would you be there if you hate it? Like, I don't know. Oh, somebody said, what if Brian Cage is in Control Your Narrative? But I don't think that's going to happen because they just re-signed Brian Cage to AEW.
Really?
Yeah. Shocker. I'm actually really shocked about that. I thought
he was unhappy.
Yeah. That was the other name I thought people were going to throw around to Control Your Narrative.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know. But in good news, Impact's on right now, guys, which I'm going to watch it after we're done here. But breaking news, Heath is going to challenge for the Impact World Championship at Sacrifice on March.
All right.
I know. Good for him. Good for him. You know, Heath is doing good.
Mm-hmm. I've drank almost an entire Chick-fil-A Coke.
I've noticed that. Guys, I think we're done today. I think we've covered every bit of news.
That's code so far. I have to pee.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to finish this up. Thank you for letting us know.
No, I was just saying, just clarifying.
I see that. All right, guys. Well, hopefully there is a show next week and we're not, you know.
Hopefully there's a Planet Earth next week.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully we're all alive and I can still see Wyndham and, you know, we're all alive and everything's good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If not, it was good knowing you. And, you know, I hope it's quick.
Mm-hmm.
Hope it's quick. But anyway, until hopefully next week. What do you want me to say? It's kind of a grim.
Positivity, my friend. Positivity.
I was being positive and you're like, well, I hope I just die instantly.
Well, I mean, yeah, instant death to all of you.
I wasn't going to say that. No.
Oh, God. And please don't call him daddy. That's disgusting.
That's disgusting. Go find him higher. Daddy.
Aim higher.
Have go some find standards. Another daddy.
Have some
also, I am a little nervous if we do go to war because that means Gen Z will be fighting it. Yeah. All the millennials have aged out of the draft, so
I'm gonna need some millennials to volunteer, please.
Yikes.
Oh gosh.
We're just sitting here like, oh no. This is bad. This is really
mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Well, hopefully we're back next week. With good news, hopefully, but I doubt it.
Hopefully.
Anyway. I hope your impending sense of dread does not keep you down this week. Hopefully.
It's a very uplifting ending.
I know. It's very uplifting. Also, you know, hopefully I see Wyndham, you know.
And if we do see that the world is going to end, let's just go out with a bang.
I don't know how we're going to do that, but.
I don't know. I mean, shoot your shot with whoever.
Shoot your shot! Girl, I would be so pissed. I'd be like, especially if it was yes. Yeah, sure. You're telling me it takes the world ending
for this to happen.
Oh man, hey, if it works, it works.
I'd be like, I hate my life. Well,
guess what? It's almost over. So
yeah. Well, good thing. Good thing. It's like, what? Do you want to go out hating your life, or do you want to go out having orgasmic bliss?
There you go.
Guess it's gonna be the latter. It'd be a good time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'd be like, I'm trying to call Nikki. It's her final moments on earth. And I'd be like, it's great. I finally have found happiness 5 minutes before the world ends. How poetic.
Oh, God.
Anyway, guys, until next week, where hopefully it's not like that. Bye.
Bye.